A new coronavirus subvariant, BA5, is fueling yet another wave of COVID infections across the globe. This week, the CDC said BA5 is now the dominant strain in the U.S., accounting for more than 60% of cases. And as William Brangham explains, it is the most transmissible variant to date.
Judy, BA5 has proven to be a very wily variant, able to, at times, slip past some of our current defenses, the protections we get from vaccines and from previous infections. This is driving a lot of reinfections, even among people who recently had COVID. According to the CDC, almost 90% of the country lives in an area with high levels of transmission. On top of that, the U.S.'s booster campaign is lagging. Just 1 in 3 eligible people have gotten their first, and just 1 in 4 have their second. So what does BA5's dominance mean for our ongoing fight against this virus? For that, I am joined again by cardiologist Dr. Eric Topol. He's a professor of molecular medicine and founder and director of the Scripps Research Translational Institute. Dr. Topol, great to see you again. So BA5 is here. Some people have been arguing, well, it doesn't seem to be that deadly and doesn't seem to be driving that many people into the hospital. Is there some comfort to be taken in that? Is that true?
It is indeed true, William. The point is we have an immunity wall from all the prior vaccinations and infections and those combinations and boosters. So it isn't having the effect that we saw with the first Omicron, BA1. The problem with all the added mutations that the BA5 has, on top of what was BA1 and 2 and 2.1.2.1, it has more mutations, which basically makes it an escape artist. That is, our immune system doesn't recognize it like we did the previous versions of the virus. And that's why some people who have had BA1 in January, February, are getting BA5. Here in July. So this reinfection is a very significant signature of immune escape. It's the most reinfections we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic because it's the most immune escape of any variant.